The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
More than 45 years ago, Brother Don Wildman, with Linda by his side, heeded God's call and began this ministry on his dining room table. Since then, dedicated people and supporters have joined Don's efforts to bring godly values back to America. And the fight is far from over.
All God asks of you is faithfulness.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. You can help honor Brother Don's legacy with a Founders Day pledge. Call 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for today. It is Founders Day on day two of Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. And I am joined today by my good friend, Bert Harper. Bert, welcome to Real Truth for today, Founders Day, day two of Share-a-thon.
It's good to be with you, Jeff. We look forward to Founders Day to remember our foundations. You know, that's one thing God really makes, you know, very prominent, is remembering where he's brought us from. And so I think this is an important day to remember what all God did to Don Wildman.
Amen. I had mentioned yesterday, Bert, that I had preached on, I've been preaching through Samuel and talking about leaving a legacy. And, you know, it's in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 7, that we run across the stone of remembrance called Ebenezer.
That's it.
And, you know, we sing in that song, "Here I Raise My Ebenezer." And many people don't know where that's from. Well, it's from 1 Samuel chapter 7, where they had a great victory and they put up a stone and said, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us." And so at American Family Association, American Family Radio, we say, hey, thus far the Lord has helped us. And as we look back, Founders Day, and see where the ministry started at Don Wildman's kitchen table and where it is today, we just marvel and say, to God be the glory.
Sometimes what you say, only God, and I would say that with AFR, only God. He had a vision for Don Wildman to be the man that would just raise the consciousness of people about what God needs to do in our culture, sharing the gospel, but also for doing that which is right, justice. And I was reading this morning in Isaiah 59, and six different times in this chapter that has 21 verses, it raises the idea of justice. And that's what AFR does. It just hit me and hit me on Founders Day, Brother Don. He just said, listen, what's happening is not right. We need to let God reign and have his way. And so out of a burden and a vision came AFR. That's really the truth. And have you noticed over in the Old Testament concerning the prophets and their call, most of them were a vision and then a burden. And then sometimes it said the word would come to them. So when you combine those together, that somebody has a burden and then they have a vision and God gives them the word to go forward. I think that summarizes what happened with Brother Don in the ministry that we now have.
Well, I love that, how that little clip that's just said, all God is asking of you is faithfulness. And if we're faithful to do what God's called us to do, if we're faithful with our finances and where we put our finances and where we put our prayers and where we put our efforts, God will bless that. And you have to be led of the Lord. You know, Bert, I remember a phrase that I heard years ago that said, it's better to fail in a cause that will ultimately win than to temporarily win in a cause that will ultimately fail. You know, the people that are, you know, screaming for this and that and the other that's against the Word of God, all that stuff is going to fail. It's going to crumble. You may experience a victory here or there, but it's ultimately going to fade away. But when you invest in the kingdom, as Jesus said, the moth doesn't destroy, the thieves don't break in and steal, store up and put your treasure in heaven's bank, and you will see a reward.
Amen. So when you call this number, the number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. You can be a part of what God is doing through AFR. And what we ask, usually about a month before Share-a-thon, we ask people to send in their testimonies about what God has done. And I understand that. So when you make this call, 877-616-2396, you know, you are helping more and more of these people who've been saved, who've been growing in the Lord, who's been called out to be involved in the political process. You're aiding that and being a part of it, just like Brother Don had in mind when he started the ministry, that he wanted not just to inform, but he wanted to activate them, you know, to get involved, not sit on the sidelines, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important. I did a interview yesterday, taped an interview yesterday with Bill Federer. Bert, are you familiar with him?
I do. Yes, I am. Very well.
Yeah. He's an amazing guy. We talked a lot about Charlie Kirk because he was a close personal friend of Charlie Kirk's and had known him. He said, I first met Charlie Kirk when he was like 19 years old. And just this young kid that had so much energy and so much passion, he said it just was captivating. But, you know, I've talked to Tim Wildman about this, that Don Wildman was a precursor to Charlie Kirk. Just as the movie portrays Culture Warrior, if you haven't seen Culture Warrior, it is so well done, and it really captures the heart, the passion, the mission of our founder, Don Wildman. And, you know, I think about him, Bert. I didn't know him. Like, obviously, you were close with him and had seen him over all those years. But he had to have some times where he was wondering, am I doing what God wants me to do? Because just like in any endeavor for the Lord, we can have those up times and then those down times.
Really did. One time I took a trip with him, just a short trip. It wasn't an overnight trip, but we were going to look at something, the possibility of AFR having a camp. And we drove over there, and he came. He said, I'm not sure it's what the Lord wants. But on the way there and back, he was talking about those early years and how God had just placed him in a position as pastor. And yes, it was good, but he said, I believe God has something further. And mm-hmm. then he stepped out again, as you said, on that table, writing out all the things and turn off your television week there close mm-hmm. to Memphis, Tennessee. And it began to develop, but it was up and down, up and down. And I just want to say, you know, his wife, Linda, and you know how important this is. I know how important it is. His wife, Linda, was there with him and just encouraging him. And listen, having that encouragement from the Lord, and especially married from your spouse, Jeff, I would say that it's not just Founders Day. It's Founders and Wife's Day, you know, because mm-hmm. that's a part of it, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We think about that Founders Day and how AFR started. Bert, one of my favorite Old Testament characters is Noah, because Noah had an assignment from the Lord that wasn't a minor thing. It was a major, major, major thing. I'm going to destroy the world, and you're going to build this ark of safety. But the Bible calls Noah a preacher of righteousness, and he preached for 100 years or 120 years. I always struggle with that. It says he was 500, and then he was 600 when he got into the ark. But it says in Genesis 6 that, you know, my spirit will not strive with a man, yet his days will be 120 years. So I'm always kind of conflicted on, was it 100 years or 120? Yeah. It was at least 100
right.
when he was preaching. And he really had zero converts outside of his family. And that's a long time to go and not see any results.
Oh, me. Listen, I heard of a... Listen, let me give that number again. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. But there's this... he was a friend of mine at a rural church. And, man, nothing was happening. And one day... he gave the invitation, wasn't expecting anything. This man got up and started moving. He thought, well, I wonder where in the world he was going. And he finally came to the altar, and he said that was the breakthrough. After that, you know, so there's, have you noticed this, Jeff? There's usually breakthroughs. At the crisis of faith, the darkness of the night, sometimes there's a breakthrough. And Brother Don, he would talk about the breakthroughs that came through at certain times. Sometimes it was a check in the mail. Sometimes it was a word that was given to him, an appointment that he made, but God would break through. So we're asking God to do that in your life, break through with the needs in your life. And even if God wants you to call and give, that God would break through and you'd say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Amen. Well, you know, he is definitely somebody to admire. Don Wildman in heaven now, and Tim is doing a great job leading American Family Association, American Family Radio, and Bert is somebody who had a bird's eye view to both men. The styles are quite different, are they not?
They are different, and Brother Don, he was type A personality, hands-on. Have you heard the word micromanager? that would be typical of Brother Don. Well, Tim, he's now, when I say laid back, that doesn't mean he's not interested. He's interested, but he doesn't have to micromanage right. you. He observes you, and he expects you to do your job. And listen, both of them had a humor, but Tim's sense of humor. To have someone that's the head of this ministry, family, American family, and how he loves family, his family, and he checks on other people's family, and then have that sense of humor that he does it. He's able to express, especially on Trivia Friday, you know, and I get to be on that with him every so often and see that sense of humor, and I enjoy, I have mine. I kind of have to hold it in reserve on exploring the word, you know. But anyway, you see that, and they're different, but yet, they're going forward, following God. That is the vision.
Well, the theme for founder or for this Share-a-thon, today's Founders Day, but the theme for all of Share-a-thon yesterday, today, and tomorrow, yes, he can. And it's from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able, the Lord is able in your life and in my life, to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, life verses for many of us, Bert, because yes. that's such a powerful end of that prayer. The prayer starts in Ephesians 3, 14 and goes through. And as I mentioned yesterday, it would be great for you if you've never taken time to memorize that. I encourage you to memorize it. And in your prayer time with the Lord, you can pray that back to him. You know, in those times, Bert, this is just a plug for memorizing scripture. In those times when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're having trouble going back to sleep, when you have God's word hidden in your heart, you can use that as you meditate on it and just roll that around in your mind and in your heart as you're trying to go back to sleep. Makes all the difference in the world.
It really does. I've got a lot of quirks, most men and women do, but I look for things, go, okay, A, B, C. So a lot of times what I'll do, I'll wake up like that and I'll start saying verses, starting with A and then B, you know, all the verses. And there's a few verses you have to really, you have to work on. And except works good. EX, you know, works good on that. But yes, the word of God, and it will not return void, Jeff. Listen, that's why preachers, Sunday school teachers, chaplains, be faithful to the word. It's going to accomplish what he sends it forth to do, isn't it?
It really will. And so, you know, sometimes as a preacher, you think, well, I didn't do very well. And we all have had those experiences. But if you've been faithful to preach the word, as the Bible tells us to do in 2 Timothy chapter 4, you're exactly right, Bert. God will use his word to work in people's hearts. Well, a number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net and pray and say, Lord, what would you have me give? Because all my money belongs to you. You're my king, and I want to give to your glory. We'll be right back.
It's Founders Day on American Family Radio, and we're honoring the legacy of Brother Don Wildman.
This is God's work. God did it.
You can help us honor Brother Don's faithfulness and continue his ministry with your support. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and it is the second day of Share-a-thon Founders Day, and we're excited about what the Lord is doing and what is the Lord is going to do through this fall Share-a-thon. And Bert, how many pledges so far?
6,390 pledges have been made by phone or by internet, and the last few, I'd always love to go through the places. I think it's Edana. I have a niece named Edana, and it's from Tomball, Texas. Michael from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Tomball is where that was my old stomping grounds, Bert.
Is that right? Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. So if it's Edana, if I got your name wrong, Edana, I apologize completely. I love this name in Texas, Angela from Level Land. I wonder how they got their name there, Jeff. And Plano, Texas. I enjoy looking at names of towns and wonder how they, you know, how it came about. But I think Level Land, Texas, it's a given how that got its name.
Yeah, for sure. Well, during the break, I made my gift online, afr.net. You can do the same. It's very quick. Or you can call in. We'd love to talk to you. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Online, it's afr.net. And so, Bert, we get, as it was mentioned, if you give a gift of $150 or more, a one-time gift, American Family Association will send you a 2026 Founders Planner. Those are very important to have and to keep your appointments set there and in before your mind. And then if you give a monthly recurring gift of $30 or more, you not only get the Founders Planner, but you also get 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times. Okay, so Bert, you wrote that along with Alex McFarlane. Give us just a sampling of a question that is asked and answered in this book.
Okay, I just opened it up, and this one says, okay, are you ready? Does the Bible predict a World War III? Now, again, World War III, we name those wars after they've happened. You know what I mean? It's sort of like the Great Awakenings. They were in the middle of the Great Awakenings, and they didn't know it was really happening until a few years later. And so that is one of
It's like the good old days, Bert. We don't know the good old days till they're gone.
That is exactly right. Here's one. What is the image of the beast? How about AI? How does AI work into the future event? So all of these are relevant. They're short answers, you know. It's and you can look in the and find the question right at the beginning. And I was wondering about that. And you can find the page, and you can turn over there and read.
Okay, so what was the answer that you gave concerning AI?
Yes, it's going to be, and the possibilities are great, because when you look at the beast and everything, I think computer and it's involved, and it just because it'll be involved in the future or something evil doesn't make it evil now. You know, it's like television. You know, hey, got some awesome stuff on there,
right?
But got some horrible stuff on there. So AI, yes, it's going to be involved, and I think it might be something of what is Satan? He's the supreme liar.
Right.
So what does AI do? Man, you have to look and say, mm-hmm. I wonder if this is real or if it's AI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Satan's going to use it for what? Lies, and it will produce it, and people will be fooled by it and follow it.
Well, that's a good point, because with American Family Radio, you know, one of the benefits of American Family Radio is listeners can be assured that we're going to tell them the truth from a biblical perspective. That doesn't mean that we don't make a mistake here or there, but we try and correct that. And Bert, we have to watch. As we're looking on social media, on X or you know, Facebook or something like that, you can watch a reel, you can watch a clip, you can see this quote, and you have to do some research to make sure it's not generated by AI or it's not fabricated, because it is easy to get deceived if you're not on your game.
You really, I remember, you know, I heard early on, and I'm old enough to remember it. Well, I saw it on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what you see on there is not necessarily the truth. And so Satan, he's that guy that's going to lie. He started out lying in the garden. He hadn't stopped yet. You know, he continues to do it, Jeff.
Well, and it's important for listeners to remember, Paul said that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And so do his ministers. They disguise themselves as ministers of righteousness when they're really agents of Satan and agents of wickedness. And so that's why we have to check everything. When you're in church, check everything that you hear from the pulpit, from the Sunday school class, from the Word. You go back, you be a Berean.
Amen.
And don't accept it as just, well, he told me this must be true. You go back, you search the Scriptures to see if these things are so.
I love that passage, Ember. These were more nobles, it says in the King James Version, mm-hmm. than those in Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Mm-hmm. And yes, I love that. Be a Berean and check it out and see. I'll put it this way, Jeff. You learn a lot if you'll check them out biblically. You will become a student. Okay, it's not assuming that they're lying, but it is checking to see and see. And you might be like an old radio guy, Paul Harvey. You might find out the rest of the story while you're searching, and that's always helpful.
Yeah, and you know, Bert, as it relates to people that aren't believers and that have this erroneous thought that all religions are basically the same, if you do your research, Islam, one of the biggest religions in the world, research Islam and see that it's a totally different God. The things that Islam supports, obviously, I've said this before, Bert, you know, we had the anniversary yesterday for October 7th and Israel brutally attacked by Hamas. Hamas is Islamic to the core, radical Islam, and people like to dismiss that and say, well, that's just the radicals. There are 1.8 billion Muslims, and a percentage of them are radical. I think 10-15%. That's a lot of people. That's 180 million people plus that are radical, that are for jihad and for killing the infidels. And you look at some of that stuff and you say, wait a minute, this is not on par at all with Christianity. Christians don't murder people that leave the faith. You know, you might have heard Bill Maher when he had that interview with Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose was trying to say, well, Christians do the same thing. And Bill Maher said, well, no, they don't. If you leave the faith, they don't have an honor killing, but they do in Islam. And it's roughly 40-50% of Muslims who agree that that's justified.
Listen, I had to take world religions, okay? And you just look at it, and yes, it was from a Christian perspective, but I said, if I were open-minded enough to say, okay, I'll go into this all religions are equal. I said, if I went that way, I would come out after examining them and what I know about them to know of Christianity, the superiority of Christianity, the honesty of Christianity. And it is the truth. And that's why it's so superior. That's why in Iran, the other program I do on the weekends, Exploring Missions, we've found out that last few years in Iran, there's been more believers come to Christ than man. And why? It's because they were put under that Sharia law and they found out how horrible it was, that it did not work, it was harmful. And they turned, because of the internet, there it is again, internet, they turned to the internet that they could get and found out from truths, and because of all the truths that's in the Word of God and those programs that was preaching the word about Jesus. And I would say this, Jeff, listen, it is far superior. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. And AFR stands on that. That's we stand on that no matter what, don't we?
Amen. Well, it is Founders Day, and so it'd be great to hear from Founder Don Wildman. I think we have a my turn.
Early years, all the people that came to work were giving up their security because we were young. We were nonprofit. We didn't have deep pockets. We don't have major contributors. We have a couple people that give us maybe, one person gives us maybe $200,000, $250,000 a year. But other than that, our donations have come from $15, $20, $25 primarily. And to be honest with you, I would prefer it to be that way.
Amen.
That's Don Wildman. He didn't want to be I'm going to use a southern word here. He'd be holding to anybody except the Lord. So he liked those small amount givers. He loved them all. So that's why people can call 877-616-2396 and say, well, my little bit won't make a difference. Yes, it will. It will, won't it, Jeff?
It does. As I mentioned yesterday, John chapter 6, you know, when the little boy gave his lunch to feed the multitudes, he could have easily said, well, what are two little sardines and five crackers? I mean, what does that do? But he gave it. He was willing to give. And as the song says, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. And so whatever you can do, we ask you to just be faithful to the Lord. If you bring your heart before him and say, Lord, you show me, and I'll do whatever you want me to do. And God will be faithful to show you. And Bert, I mentioned this last time we had a share-a-thon that John Bassanio, you know that name, John Bassanio,
yes,
he's in heaven now, but he did a banquet at the Crisis Pregnancy Center, and the lady that ran that at the time had called me, and she said, hey, I need a speaker. Do you know somebody? I said, I sure do, and I got John to come. And John was a tremendous fundraiser, and so he did a great talk and challenge, and then he said, listen, you come to these things, and you have in your mind what you're planning to give. Before you ever walk in the door, you say, okay, I know this is a fundraiser. I'll give, you know, $200 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever it is. And he said, here's my challenge. Take what you are planning to give and double it. And it kind of caught me by surprise. And I said, well, I mean, I could do that. You know, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully, the scripture says, will reap bountifully. And I remember, so he challenged all of us to double it. And the lady called me the next day, and she said, we raised more money than we've ever raised before.
Amen. Well, listen, you can be a part of that. And that's what, listen, this is just two times a year. You know, you don't have us coming to you and say, we need your money now. Because we've set it aside 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that we will take our programming and we'll prioritize on our programming sharing in the finances. We know, and I say this quite often, I know I repeat myself on this, we have those that are listeners. We thank God for our listeners. Secondly, we have those that pray for us on Exploring the Word. Tuesday is a day of prayer. And a lot of times people just call in and said, I want to pray for AFA. I want to pray for Exploring the Word. I want to pray for AFR. And then we have those that go a little further and they become financial supporters. And so we're asking, does God want you to make that step? step. You've listened. Mm-hmm. You've prayed for us, and now God's asking you to make that financial step and say, listen, I don't want to just be there. I want to be a part of it. I found out this when I have, I'm going to use another phrase here, skin in the game. When you have skin in the game, it becomes more real to you, doesn't it, Jeff?
It really does, and it makes a big difference. You know, there's the expression, you know, put your money where your mouth is. And, you know, in the Christian life, one of the things that the Lord calls us to do is to honor Him with our wealth, Proverbs chapter 3, and to be a giver. You know, in Malachi chapter 3, the Lord chastised His people. He says, return to me and I will return to you. And they said, well, how will we return? You know, He said, by your tithes and your offerings. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, says the Lord, and test me now in this, if I will not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing so that you can't contain it. And there's a connection between our hearts and our pocketbooks. And as we hold on to money, we diminish what the Lord wants to do in and through our lives. But as we're generous with giving, we can become a conduit of God's blessings.
And again, they ask us to give the number. They say people will listen, and they'll listen for 10 minutes. If we don't give that number during that 10 minutes, they don't know where to call. So Jonathan Coker, our director, he says, give the number. And he learned from Jim Stanley, who said it more than Jonathan would. But the number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net. And again, and Jeff's already mentioned it, if you make a $150 or more one-time gift, you'll get a Founders Planner. It's the calendar for 2026. What an opportunity this is. It has things in it like it's spiral bound. It has some dates of AFA in its history, some quotes from Don Wildman, his other things. But if you give a $30 or more gift, you'll get that planner, plus you'll get 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times. And it's a book that Alex McFarlane and myself wrote. And really, our listeners helped write it too, because they're the ones that asked the question, Jeff.
Yeah, and Bert, as you know, writing a book may seem easier when you're on the outside looking in, until you try and do it, and you got to make sure everything is right, and commas are in the right place, and sentence fragments are removed, and you know things are said the way you want them said, and it's a lot of writing, rewriting. And it can be a lengthy process.
Well, let me just tell you, all of those that knew me when I was in high school and college and knew that English was the hardest thing in the world I tried to get a hold of, I had a good editors, okay? good editors. That helps a lot, Jeff.
Yes. So our theme verse for fall shareth on Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, the power of the Holy Spirit. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. You may feel like you're weak, and it's okay to be weak, because he is strong. And as Paul, who prayed with his thorn in the flesh, he said, God, take this from me. Prayed three times, and the Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in your weakness. And Paul said, most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. We'll be right back.
This July, we celebrate the birth of our nation and remember the heroes who fought for our freedoms. But did you know there are Americans today who don't have the freedom of life and liberty? Every day, unborn babies' very lives are under attack. But because of Preborn, we can rescue them.
I got to hear and see my baby for the first time. Hearing the heartbeat made me cry, and it was certain that I was going to keep my baby forever.
Ultrasounds save lives. And when you save a life at a Preborn Network clinic, you often save a soul, as over 85,000 women have come to know Christ. To learn more about Preborn's life-saving work, call #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible. Your love can save a life.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day.
As far as our budget, the way we run a budget is you spend less than you take in.
We invite you to help honor the memory and legacy of Brother Don Wildman. Call 877-616-2396 to make a pledge, or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and it is day two of Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon 2025. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or you can go online, afr.net, and do it online. Bert, I love that from Don Wildman about how to do a budget. You spend less than you take in. That's accurate.
It is. The first board meeting that I got to attend, after he asked me to be on the board, it was time to show the board the budget. And he said, we took in a little, spent a little less than we took in. That's it. And then he would hand it out. He didn't go over all the details. And later on, when I became chairman of the board, what I did, I decided, you know, this board, a lot of us are like pastors like me, and they look at that budget and they see the numbers and their eyes go crossed.
Yes.
But a few of them were businessmen, so we decided we would do this and say, let's divide this into two groups, a governance team and then the financial team. And so we started letting the financial team look at the all the, you know, the facts, the outlay before we got to the meeting, so they would have an idea better than those of us who had no idea how to do it anyway. And so, but Brother Don, I know he made it simple, but he wasn't simple. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And but he had a way to simplify things. I love that about him, Jeff, to simplify things.
Well, I think that's definitely a gift. You know, guys that preach, if you don't make it simple enough for a kid to understand what you're saying, you're not doing a good job, because I think it was Martin Luther that said, if you preach on a 10-year-old level, everybody gets it. Yeah. If you preach on a graduate school level, you leave a lot of people out. And then, Bert, I've always had the attitude, how smart is a guy that can't communicate in a way I can understand him?
Yeah.
Because Jesus was, the people love to listen to him. Now, the subjects are deep, and you can study them for your whole life, but he wasn't speaking in hieroglyphics, and people didn't scratch their head and say, who knows what he's talking about.
That's right.
He would use everyday plain things on those parables, and they could understand the parable, and then you have to pray to seek what does this mean from a spiritual basis. Well, it is Founders Day, as we talk about our founder, Don Wildman, and I love to hear from him. So let's play a clip from Don Wildman.
The older I get, the more evident it is that God has been behind this ministry. And he's brought the right people who are willing to work hard and in some cases make sacrifices to be a part of the ministry. I just believe that God has had his hand in this. We've talked about the good parts. There's been a lot of hard parts too. Over the years, it takes a toll on you after a while. And it takes a toll on your family. And you don't do a ministry like this without being criticized, without getting the negative reviews. You got to learn to take the bad with the good. Ignore the bad, ignore the criticism, see if the criticism's valid. If it's valid, and pay attention to it. Do what the criticism suggests. If it's not valid, throw it out the window and forget it and go on. I've gotten to the place where I can usually read the first three lines of a letter and it probably goes to the trash can then. Because everybody and his brother can tell you how to do the job better. I have met very few people. They aren't here. They never set foot in the building. They come up with all the ideas and everything. They can tell you how to run the ministry. Couldn't find. Appreciate it. I'll read it. And if it's anything of substance there, we'll try to do it. Many cases, they're good ideas. Ideas that we had a year ago, 2 years ago, and tried it and didn't work. So basically, that's what we intend to go on doing. Doing the best we can with what God has given us to do with. Yeah.
Amen to that. Amen. Okay, Bert, as he was saying about the critical letters, immediately my mind goes to the famous quote by Teddy Roosevelt. He said, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done it better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat."
Wow. Amen. So many things go through my mind. John Wooden, a great college basketball coach at UCLA, a believer, played in Indiana. And when he'd start out the season, he would go over the fundamentals, even how to tie your tennis shoe.
Yeah.
And he would do all that. And then they would keep to the fundamentals. But when they'd get in the game, some of these guys that he brought on to UCLA, man, they were athletes and they'd try things. And they'd ask him, "Do you get on to them for doing that?" And he said, "No way." He said, "If you get the fundamentals down first, then you can be more creative." So get the fundamentals down. And that's what Don Wildman did. He had the fundamentals down. And then he'd get, you know, he got creative. And I loved what he said. He said about what he said, "You know, we tried that 2 years ago. It didn't work then." And so what it was. But he was a trailblazer. I'll just tell you that. He was in radio with the transmitters, translators, you know. They found out they could do that, and he was putting them in. And then when they started closing down on the, you know, the radio stations that he could open up, he went, turned to the internet and got ahead of the you know, the crowd going to the internet. So, yes, what a founder he was. And again, it was, you're going to fail if you try something.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You get up and say, "Okay, God, what did I learn from that? Now, I'm not going to be fearful, though. I'm not going to operate in fear." So Brother Don didn't operate in fear. So those of you that are out there and you listen, you pray, "Should I give?" Don't operate in fear. Operate in faith and call that number, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net.
Amen. Proverbs 24:16, a favorite verse of mine, "For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again." You are going to fail in life. You're going to fail in endeavors. That's okay. I still remember a clip from a poem, Bert, that says, it's about a poem of a guy who falls and fails the Lord and just is consumed with guilt and shame. And the Lord says to him, "Son, get up. There's something worse than failing, and that's staying on the ground." And so, listener, if you're out there and you've had a tremendous failure in your life, in your Christian life, and you say, "How can I go on? God must hate me." He doesn't hate you. He says, "Confess your sins to me. Get up and let's walk together. No matter what has happened, God is the God who can work all things together for good to those who love Him and to those who are called according to His purpose. And so, no doubt, Bert, as you know, being in the boardroom with Don Wildman, not everything he did was a home run. And so you learn from your mistakes and you keep going, and God teaches through those things.
It really does. And but I couldn't get over earlier Ed Vitagliano telling about the Christmas buttons. And who would have thought that those Christmas buttons, when he came up with that idea, would really sweep across America? They really did. It was amazing where I would see them. I remember being at one of our fishbowl retreats, and so it was in October. I said, I'm just going to go ahead and wear one. And I took a whole bag. I gave them all away as people would come up and said, man, that's the neatest thing. And, you know, I'd wear it and share it. And then I'd tell them, I'll tell you where you can get some more if you want. And look, God's amazing. The simple thing, this, I know it's because Bert Harper's that simple. I think that way. I'm not a real complicated guy, you know. And but this is what's amazing, how God took those simple things and just amplified them. As you said, the loaves and the fishes, the widow's mite, all, you look all through the scripture, the five stones, and he only had to use one of them. But have you noticed that God is amazing at how he takes that which is just so simple and amplifies it, multiplies it, compounds it, and makes it effective?
Well, and you know, I think too, Bert, what the Lord said to Peter when he said, after he finished preaching in Luke chapter 5, and he said, Peter, let out your nets in the deep water for a catch. And Peter said, Lord, we've been fishing all night and caught nothing. I mean, the time to fish is at night. It's not here during the day. But at your bidding, at your word, I'll do it. And when he obeyed the Lord and put out the nets into the deep water, you talk about a catch. It was so many fish that it was tearing the nets and sinking the boats. That's how God wants to bless and use us. But it happens when you obey and when you say, yes, Lord, and when you, what is faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is believing God enough to take that step. And one way we talk about faith gifts, it's just praying, Lord, what would you have me to give to support American Family Radio, American Family Association, and then the what he speaks to your heart, what he puts in your heart, then you give that, and you do it generously and cheerfully. And remember this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Some people, all they can give is $10, and that's what God wants them to give. Other people can give $10,000. And so what does God want you to give? Just be faithful to him.
Amen. And when I realize this and see that God is faithful, the song that we're using, you know, as part of our introduction of Yes, He Can, it says, yes, he did. Yes, he can. You remember what, I do this a lot. I do a lot of preaching about the children of Israel coming out of bondage, wilderness, and into the promised land. There's so much there that I have a hard time comprehending it all. It's just beyond. But what he did, he wanted to bring them in. And in order to go in, you have to cross over. You know, there's that boundary of crossing over. And so we hear stories about those that would not listen to AFR, and buying time and everything else, they listened and they caught it. And then they started telling other people about it. They crossed over to that point, and then they started praying. And now there's another thing, cross on over and give. That may be what the Lord has in mind for those of you who are listening. Let me give you a few names and places real quick before we go that has done that. Jackie from Lindell, Texas. Michael from Roach, Missouri. Caitlin from Texarkana, Texas. Wesley, you know, Texarkana's come up about five times, I know, since I've been here this hour that people have given. They really have. They've come through. Now, one of the funniest is Lafayette. I saw it's called Lafayette, Indiana, and then somebody from Lafayette, Louisiana gave as well. Same spelling the same way, but I dare not say it the wrong way when I'm talking about the wrong state. But I thought, man, it'd be a good competition between Lafayette, Louisiana, and Lafayette, Indiana. You know, so if you're from one of those towns, when at 3 o'clock, when I'm back on the air, I want to see a contest between those two to see who wins and gives the most.
Yes,
I love these towns. The you know, find out how in the world they. I know this is the second time I said it this hour, but it is interesting to look at all the names that give and the states they're from and the names. Thank you for giving to this program of AFR, this ministry of AFR.
Amen. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online, AFR.net. And Bert, just real quick, tell our listeners what they're supporting, because it's more than just American Family Radio.
Oh, man, we have partners, and it hit me about OCC, Operation Christmas Child. We'll start promoting this after Share-a-thon real quickly. It started small, but now millions and millions. We do Truth for Youth Bible Week. We do Preborn, 8 Days of Hope. Listen, when you give, you're making it possible for them. And also programming with, like Jeff's program, Family Talk with Dr. Dobson, David Jeremiah. Jeff, when you give to this ministry, you're compounding ministry because of the need of others to broadcast their message to the United States of America. Let's do it, right?
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today, and thank you for supporting American Family Radio. We'll be back again tomorrow. God bless.